Welcome to the third edition of the Best Med Wellness segment. What we try and do in these segments is to speak to medical experts from Best Med about the offerings at Best Med, firstly, and in addition to that, your own lifestyle and as a young person, any health challenges and wellness challenges and how we could potentially overcome them. Joining us this week is Dr. Christu Dupree and Jared Higgs. Now, Dr. Christu actually went to the University of Pretoria. Now, let me ask Dr. Christu, you know how big campus is. You've needed to walk from engineering all the way to the natural science building on the other end of the campus. How much exercise would you recommend students get, firstly, and would you say walking on campus is an exercise itself?
Walking on campus is always a joy, especially this time of year with the jacarandas, but you need to get a sustained amount of exercise. In other words, walking from one building to another is good exercise, but what your body really needs is to have a sustained period of, let's say, 45 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes per day, at least 5 days a week. It's a challenge, I know, to schedule that and to really focus on that. But in the end, you will reap the rewards. And the second question, the first one we just answered, which is how often and how long, but how intense should your exercise be? And there are many ways to do that, pulse rate and all sorts of fancy gimmicks. But I want to give you an easy rule of thumb that you can apply. If you are exercising and you can talk and sing while you're doing it, that's low intensity exercise. If you're doing exercise and you can talk but you can't sing, that's moderate intensity. But if you exercise and you can't talk and you can't sing, that's vigorous high intensity exercise. And you need to get moderate to vigorous intensity exercise for 30 to 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Maybe Dr. Christu, speaking to someone who is not fit at all, who's never bothered to maybe go for a walk or doesn't have the time to, we'll obviously start at different intensity levels. So your first 5 minutes run will be huffing and puffing and literally on death's doorstep. How do you encourage someone to push past that, to say, listen, it was difficult the first time, but you can try again next time?
Oh, yeah, no, excellent remark there. You have to take baby steps. And if you start walking around the block and you are out of breath, then tomorrow you do a block and a half until you get that done, and then you do two blocks. And you look at the jacaranda trees and you reach this one today and that one tomorrow. You really have to push yourself, but do it slowly.
All about the baby steps. Thank you there. Let me bring Jared into this. Jared is a business consultant at Best Med. Jared, what if I've got a chronic medical condition? So it's something that's constantly recurring. How do you at Best Med make sure that we remain covered?
Well, medical aids have what is called a chronic disease list, or a CDL for short. And this covers for 26 chronic conditions. And by law, we actually have to cover for the diagnoses, the medical management, and the medicines for these chronic conditions. So what we do is we reimburse our members for these conditions at 100% scheme rates. And this includes the likes of asthma, bipolar disorder, hypertension, diabetes type 1 and 2, and that's just to name a few of them. But this also it's included on hospital and comprehensive plans. Now, if you have a pre-existing condition and you've never been a part of medical aid before, you can expect to wait up to 12 months as a condition-specific waiting period. However, if you're moving over from an existing scheme, either as a main member or as a dependent on your parent's medical aid, as long as you've been with the previous medical aid for longer than 24 months and haven't had a break of more than 90 days between your previous medical aid and joining Best Med, we'll not apply any waiting periods. This isn't the standard, however. Many, many, many schemes out there, and I won't name any names, will still apply these waiting periods regardless of your history.